Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising. A 69-year-old woman was seriously injured yesterday when she crashed an e-scooter into a cement mixer. KCBS's Bob Butler reports that researchers are calling for better policies to keep riders safe.
The woman is in fair condition now at Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital.
Typically, e-scooter injuries have been to children less than 18 years old. But in 2018, for the first time, the major leader in injuries is actually millennials, people aged 18 to 34.
UCSF researcher Nikon Namuri says this shows everybody's using them because they're so easy to access with just your smartphone.
We should probably move towards creating some more policy around e-scooter injuries, specifically supplying riders with helmets and pads for their extremities, because those are honestly also pretty injured. About two-thirds of injuries are due to extremity injuries as well.
He says riders need to pay attention.
I think just exercise, safe practice, make sure you're aware of the road, just like any person or vehicle sharing the road. Just be aware of your surroundings and make good decision-making when you use scooters. Don't use them late at night or when you see that there probably is a lot of congestion going on.
In San Francisco, Bob Butler, KCBS.
San Jose police say that a private security guard helped apprehend a man who was allegedly sexually assaulting a 13-year-old girl and held him at gunpoint until police arrived. Police say the 70-year-old suspect had been hired by the victim's family to pick her and her friends up at school. Investigators saying yesterday, Tuan Bin Nguyen dropped off the other children and then drove the victim to the back of a business on East Capitol Expressway. Police say that the security guard approached the suspect's vehicle and saw the young girl attempting to fight off an attack and then held the man until police could arrive. Nguyen faces kidnapping and sexual assault charges.
Despite their eviction from the house they were squatting in for weeks, a group of Oakland moms is vowing to continue the fight for affordable housing. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, authorities are monitoring for other houses that could be taken over by activists.
We have to keep up this fight. We have to keep fighting.
Dominique Walker, one of the members of Moms for Housing, who was not arrested in Tuesday morning's eviction, says their weeks-long occupation of the vacant house in West Oakland is a victory against the forces keeping people unhoused.
They're scared of us. They're scared of people power, and we got to show them.
Do you think you'll look for another house that's similar to this?
No comment.
Another takeover of a vacant house is something that authorities are watching for. Ray Kelly speaks for the Alameda County Sheriff's Department.
That's definitely something we're looking at, obviously, that this is part of a movement and that there will be other similar incidents. We won't know about that until they occur.
He says their goal is to remove any activist occupiers as quickly as possible before they can claim squatters' rights. In West Oakland, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
A new proposal in the California State Legislature would require that Caltrans find homeless people housing before removing them from state property. The Sacramento Bee reports that a new classification of employees at Caltrans would visit the homeless camps and try to connect them with support services and housing before those camps are cleared. The proposed law would also require that Caltrans post a link on its website allowing people to report homeless camps. The camps would then have to be assessed by workers within 24 hours.
Big improvements are planned for security checkpoints at the International Terminal at SFO. As KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports, next year, the international security checkpoints will feature so-called recompose areas.
Currently, there are 7 lanes leading to the checkpoints. When the renovation is done, there will be 10 lanes and more checkpoints.
It's essentially a 33% increase in our availability of lanes. And it's really designed to address the fact that really where we're seeing growth at SFO is in the international sector.
That's Doug Yackel with SFO. SFO has tallied a 46% increase in international travelers over the past 5 years. SFO is also working to make the checkpoint experience a little less stressful. You know the drill. You don't have your shoes on or your belt. You're keeping one eye on your cell phone while trying to find your purse. Coming soon, a recompose area.
A quiet, relaxing place immediately after you go through security to recompose yourself, to put yourself back together and get ready for the next phase of the journey.
A place with different levels of furniture. There will be artwork. It will be a place to catch your breath before you catch your flight. The work will be finished by February of next year. At SFO, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Governor Newsom wants to help low-income drivers pay off their traffic tickets with a statewide program. Martin Hoshino is the administrative director of the State Judicial Council and says many people just can't afford to pay the high ticket costs.
Even though traffic citations were declining in the amount that were being issued by law enforcement and being adjudicated by the courts, we were actually seeing court-ordered delinquent debt increase.
State officials say almost $2 billion in traffic citations for the 2018-2019 year have yet to be paid. Under the proposed program, some drivers could have their traffic ticket fines cut in half.
In what is believed to be the first of its kind in the Bay Area, the Alameda County Sheriff's Department's Animal Services Unit has two pet disaster relief trailers. As KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports from Dublin, the trailers can be activated in the event of a wildfire or other large public emergency.
Each of the two 14-foot-long trailers hold 148 pet cages, 2,000 pet bowls, 384 leashes, 74 pounds of kitty litter, and a whole lot more.
So this trailer comes fully stocked with all the non-perishable items that we would need in the event of a disaster to set up temporary animal housing.
Jennifer Wills is supervisor for the Alameda County Sheriff's Department's Animal Services Department.
We did some assisting in the fires up north last year and realized how important it is to be prepared in this manner. We participated in one of the temporary animal shelters. And just the scale of the need that goes into setting something like this up. And this trailer allows us to just take everything to the location that we plan on doing that, roll it out, and we're good to go.
One trailer will be housed in the eastern portion of Alameda County, another in the west county. It was provided by the American Kennel Club and funded by the Del Valle Dog Club and Alameda County. In Dublin, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
A company that used robots to make coffee instead of baristas has abruptly closed its three locations in downtown San Francisco. Cafe X opened its first robot kiosk in 2017. The Chronicle reporting that the company closed all three this week and instead plans to shift its focus to airports. The company opened a location at SFO early last year and a second kiosk at San Jose International about a month ago.
New survey finds that the average pay for America's private university presidents grew by 10.5% in 2017, with dozens receiving more than $1 million and three topping the $5 million mark. The findings were released today in the annual survey of the Chronicle of Higher Education.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.